Surgeons in London have successfully separated twin girls who were born conjoined at the head, two-year-old girls Safa and Marwa. Over the past year, the BBC's medical correspondent, Fergus Walsh, was given exclusive access to follow the twin story.
Laid out on a single operating table under surgical drapes are twins Safa and Marwa. The only part of their bodies exposed is where they're joined at the top of their skull, which is one long tube. The girls have never been able to look at each other's faces. Separating them carries major risks, but the team at Great Ormond Street Hospital are convinced it's the right thing to do. Professor David Dunaway is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon.
If we felt that there wasn't a very, very high chance that we could do it safely, we'd be thinking quite carefully about whether we should do it or not.
Despite being joined, both have lively personalities. They were born in Pakistan and have come with their mother, grandfather and uncle to the UK after a donor agreed to pay the medical costs. Great Ormond Street is one of the few hospitals in the world with the expertise to do this surgery.
Yeah, that's good for her.
The separation is so complex, it will be done over three stages. They won't be physically apart until the third operation. Finally, in February this year, the moment all have been waiting for, the day of separation.
So this is Safa's brain, that's Marwa's brain.
Yeah.
So the sheets should be running like this, like this, and like this.
Eventually, the final Moving connections the are severed and the twins are physically separated.
Fantastic.
Good.
Safa is moved next door, each twin now in their own operating theatre.
OK. Here you go. So, peace for me, peace for you.
The pieces of skull that were removed are shared out. Each chunk is split in two, doubling its surface area. Surgical saws, chisels, glue, along with metal plates and screws, give this the air of a carpenter's workshop. There's just enough bone to cover the top of each girl's head.
Hello, Safa. Hello, Marwa.
Then begins the long road to recovery, which includes daily physiotherapy to help the girls reach some basic milestones, such as learning to sit and roll. Neurosurgeon Owais Jilani.
We made the decision that the bulk of the common vessels go to the Marwa, the weaker twin. Because of that decision, Safa suffered a stroke, and she has a weakness in her left arm and left leg. So for me, the big moment's going to be when she walks.
This month, nearly a year after they were admitted, the twins leave hospital. Their mother, Zainab, is delighted at the freedom separation has brought. Safa and Marwa are likely to have learning difficulties, but despite any problems they may yet face, both family and doctors believe it was right to separate the twins and give them a chance of an independent future.
Incredible. The BBC's Fergus Walsh reporting.